This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Drag Her. A brand new and exciting episode called WWTBAFDRW. That's right. Who wants to be a fake drag race winner? I am so excited to announce a new format where we will be asking the most prominent queers and allies 14 questions made up upon a completely fake and non-existent season of Drag Race. They will be given two answers. One is worth 1 point. One is worth 0 points. And at the end of the 14 questions, if they accrue enough points, they will win a fake season of RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh my God, audience, please calm down. Before we get started, I need to introduce myself. I'm Manu Agapian. And as someone who's never even come close to being on or applying to be on Drag Race, I know what it takes to win a fake season of Drag Race. For now, please keep it going for my guest, Nick Sahoya.
Hello.
Nick!
Yes, thank you.
Hello, hello. Thank you. That's how are you, music. Nick?
I need robot music everywhere I go.
Yes, this is the robot music.
Hi, how are you, Mano? Thank you for having me.
I'm so good!
I'm thrilled to be here doing a game.
Oh my God.
I love games.
This is the one and only game. This is the most important game. It's sweeping the nation. As I said, whatever it was, WWTB. AFDRW. I actually already don't know it. But let's get to know you. Nick, you live in Seattle. Is that correct?
No, I'm in San Francisco now.
San Patisco.
Yeah.
That's what the locals call
similar.
It.
That is. They love calling it that in Frisco. They love Frisco.
What's your favorite thing about the San Fran?
We live kind of away from the beaten path. off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Up the alleyway.
Yeah. On the alleyway.
It's right on my alley.
Yeah.
To quote Nasha Lopez.
It's really cute.
Uh-huh. No, Candy Ho, I'm sorry.
Candy Ho.
Candy Ho said, on my alley.
On my alley.
And we can never forget.
The one thing she said, I think.
Ooh!
Wow. I didn't think I was going to be coming for anyone. Yeah, we live out by the beach and it's really sleepy. I feel like
it's
I live
cute.
In the suburbs, but then I get on a bus and I'm in downtown San Francisco.
It's so fun. Do you take the BART?
I don't take the BART.
That's in the city.
I take the Muni, but because like I don't live on a BART line, so I have to take the Muni to the BART and then I'll take the
okay.
BART over to Oakland.
I'll be coming up there in January for a Sketchfest.
I'm also in Sketchfest.
Ah!
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Let's hang there.
Let's hang. I need to
have
see.
Have you been there?
Show
much?
Me more of the drag scene.
Oh, yes.
I've
There's
been
a bunch of
to
good shows.
One.
I'll shout out a couple people right now. Erica Clash, unfortunately, just about to leave the city, but her team of Pastel Gore, it's like Rock'em Sakura, Kai Kai B. Michaels, and. Cash Monet. I almost said Monet Exchange. Her name is Cash Monet. Sorry, Cash. You're my dear friend.
Uh-huh.
They're probably my fave queens. And then everyone who works under the umbrella of Peaches Christ. I just did a haunted house with Peaches Christ, and there was a bunch of great queens in there.
Part of her, are they part of the House of Christ, or are they just in the...
I think she calls her cult the Children of the Popcorn, because she's a little horror movie junkie.
Uh-huh.
And that's... Everyone at Oasis doing Mother. It's just, there's
I love it.
Too many names to drop.
I love it. I love it. And it's because, I mean, like, obviously San Francisco hasn't been represented enough in popular drag, i.e. Drag Race, but.
I think even on, like, the Dragulas and such, I think there's been only one or two girls, like, in all of these drag competitions.
Yeah.
So we gotta get them on TV.
We do. Do you have a favorite drag queen from RPDR Legacy or any popular legacies, like, you know, people that we know that aren't on the Drag Race, like your Lady Bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, your Lip Syncas, mm-hmm. etc.
I would say, as far as the old, the past gen, the non-Drag Race queens, I'm a big Coco Peru fan.
Amazing.
I've gotten a chance to meet her a couple times, and she's very lovely. I met her out of drag once, and she shook my hand, and she was like, hi, I'm Clinton. And I was like, I don't, thanks. But
don't talk to
Coco.
Me, stranger.
Yeah. It was Coco. She's great. I think if I didn't say my drag mom, Jinx, she would probably... She would be mad.
Right, because
she is my favorite
drag mother.
Yeah.
We've all seen you online in the web series Cool Mom.
Yes, yes. And I think that if I said anyone else, I'd be in trouble.
Right, of course.
But I will say, if I had to pick anyone other than her, it might be Ben de la Creme. I love
Amazing.
My Seattle girls.
They're... I really, really beloved. I'm not just saying this because you're here because I don't give a fuck. but truly, like, they're amazing and, like, truly my favorite... like anti-heroes of the Drag Race legacy.
Yeah.
Like, I guess Jinx is more of a traditional hero.
She's like an underdog, scrappy
yes.
lady.
And we were talking about this in this podcast before of like, what's queerer than being a huge fag and still being discounted by other fags?
Oh my God.
Nothing is gayer.
They were so ready to write her off at the beginning of All Stars 3.
I know.
That's what you do when you underestimate.
I just love it.
Daily.
I just exactly. That's why I love. I like. I am. I both have a very dear place in my heart.
And I'll also shout out Bob because I love Bob. I love Willem. There's a long list. Long list.
Such a long list. I love Bob so much.
Yeah.
Bob, I think is my ultimate favorite.
That's a totally like good choice. That's a solid choice.
I love. And here's what I look. I love crazy queers, but I love how. I love how crazy Bob is, but completely grounded in factual reality.
Yes.
I love it.
She's very rational.
Very.
I like that in a queen. Even though she's still, I get, what's the nice way to describe drag queens? She's still a control freak, maybe.
Yeah.
But she's very like level-headed about it.
Yeah.
I did a show with Bob the drag queen, and it was a Peaches Christ show. It
mm-hmm.
was a parody of Hocus Pocus called Hokum Pokum. And she was playing Kathleen to Jimmy, which is weird. Well, she took over for Ben de la Creme because Ben couldn't do it.
Oh.
So they just plugged her in and it was pretty funny.
I mean, more of that needs to happen.
She walked up to me when I was getting mic'd up on, I think it was the final dress. And she just said, you know what, Nick? Something about your face, it makes me, I just want to like push you up against a locker and like take your lunch. And I was like, Bob, I'm getting ready. What are you doing? It's like, I want to hurt you. I don't know why. She never did. She was.
You do have that vibe.
Really?
I would describe you a little differently, but I would say you're like, to me, in a high school movie, you're like the dork who then is like, wait a second, he's hot.
Oh, wow, this is great.
But it takes two acts of the film to realize you're hot.
And then Kiss Me plays, and I walk down the stairs.
Yes,
so
yes. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
you're like,
thank you, I'll take it.
Yeah, I think so. Like, you like,
you're painting overalls, girl. That's me.
Very her. Very, she's all ochre. You know, like, because, like, you're like, it's like, wait, you're a dork. And then you take your shirt off in the locker room, and you're like, be still, my beating cock.
This actually sounds like a good movie.
I know. Okay. Well, amazing. Now that we've gotten to know you, we wish you the best of luck in WWTBAFDRW.
Yes.
Who wants to be a fake drag race winner? Now, just to clarify the rules, a correct answer will get 1 point. Mm-hmm. An incorrect answer, of course, will get 0 points. There are 14 questions.
Hey, wait, is it like the SAT where it's worse to fill in the wrong answer than what if I pass? Is that a zero?
There is no pass at this time.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's a good question. There's no pass. You need 10 points or more to make it into the top four of your fake season of Drag Race.
I really want to get into the top four so I can write my verse. And do my
yeah. Are you going to be here to make it clear?
I would love to be here to make it clear. I do have the same parts as Miss Tati. all of these things, Rocka.
All of these things. I'm Miss Trinity, and can't you see? I've got a lot of plastic parts up in me.
I love that one.
Why? Why? I love it.
I love Trinity a lot.
Me too.
I think it's funny, though. Her best verse she did was the one where she was like, doopy doopy doop. Doopy doopy doo. You know, when she had it, she looked beautiful. She
yeah.
was singing doopy doopy doo, though.
Yes. It was like, okay. okay. Sure.
Yeah. She has a podcast now, someone.
Yes, she does. I've started listening to it, and I think it's really fun.
She's very funny.
Yeah. She's going to say some crazy stuff, I'm sure.
Yes.
Which I love.
Yes.
So to clarify, 10 points or more to get in the top four, you need 14 points or more to win your season. Okay.
It's a competitive season.
There is a singular lifeline in this game of who wants to be a fake Drag Race winner, which is phone a fag. So if you are stumped on a question, you may call a friend, preferably a fag.
Yes, yes, yes.
And ask them.
There's a few fags in my phone.
Okay.
Just a few.
Only a few.
Yeah.
Only a baker's dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to play?
I'm so ready.
Okay.
I'm so happy to be your guinea pig.
Oh my God, I'm so excited you're here. Now the time has come to play Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner? Wow. The stage is set.
I can see the lights. The lights, they're swooping in that way. They swoop.
The first question. Okay, wait, hold on. Here I go. Your drag name. Is it going to be...
Okay.
A, ouch, madame foot. Or B, Ivana Vin dis competition.
Okay. I think the second one is a clearer pun, but mm-hmm. I think it's a little needy. I'm going to go with A.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Regis Fagbin. What was it?
Regis Fagbin. I'm really good at puns. You're going with A. Final answer?
I'm going with A.
Okay. Unlike Millionaire, I'm going to wait till the halfway point to tell you what answers you got correct or not.
You tease.
Big tease.
Okay.
Okay. I respect that answer. Let me just make a note. Okay. Second question. Your closest friend in the competition. Mm-hmm. Do you pick Popo du jour or Gentrificania? Feel free to talk it over.
Okay, let's think about this. I feel like...
Even
the first one's Popo...
Popo du jour.
Du jour.
You can even make an assertion.
She could be related to Tempest du jour, you know?
That's true.
So maybe she's a legacy.
She could be a legacy, which, you know, can go either way, though.
It can. You know, sometimes they go home way early. It could be a Kahana situation.
Unfortunately, Kahana went home so early.
It could be a Dax situation. What if it's Tempest's mother and she's like literally 100 years old? But maybe that's a good thing to have in a best friend. Oh my gosh, this is hard.
This is tough. I don't envy the choice you have to make.
Okay, here's my thought. I think gentrification, what's her name?
Gentrificania.
There's she seems tilde. Smart and socially aware. And I think that on a show like this that's highly scrutinized, I want to be friends with someone who's looking at the drag from all these angles. She's mm-hmm. thinking about gentrification. She's thinking about social impacts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's going to have my back. I'm going to go with B, gentrificania.
Respectable. Are you ready for the next question?
I am ready.
All right. This is now the question where I ask you to pick your catchphrase or workroom entrance line.
Okay.
Do you pick... Drag me up, gag me down, this little queen is a hag, meow.
Okay.
Or... Supercalifragilisticexpiala, hey sis.
Okay.
I'll repeat those options.
Yeah, I need those one more time.
A... Drag me up, gag me down, this little queen is a hag, meow. Or... Supercalifragilisticexpiala, hey sis.
You know, again, I'm finding myself in a position where I think one is, it's just clearly better written than the other. And I think that's the second one. I think B. I think it's better written.
Mm. I respect that.
But at the same time,
oh.
Mary Poppins. It's a little overdone. Mary Poppins Return.
There's a lot of commercials on Hulu with like Mary Poppins and Willy Wonka songs remixed that are driving me fucking nuts.
Well, this is another reason why I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can in good conscience say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I don't even know the other one, but I know it ends in meow, and meow is like a big part of my life. I think.
Oh my God, it is! You have a meow tattoo.
I am a meow tattoo.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
The meow tattoo is actually speaking right now. I've assumed this corporeal form. I'm gonna go with the one that has meow in it.
Okay, making a note now.
Thank you.
And at the halfway point, which is after the seventh question.
What is this one? The fourth?
This is the third question.
Okay.
Will reveal how many points you have and what your chances are of continuing to win.
I know. What
this
if I,
fake
what if
season
I do
of Drag
so
Race?
Bad I can't even make it into the top four? That's a horrible thought.
Well, I have some good news in that there are bonus questions along the way.
A few.
Questions where you'll be able to get an extra point.
What a relief for me, and what an exciting twist for the audience.
Yes. Very exciting for the
yes,
audience.
Yes.
Everyone is watching. Gay America is watching. So please... Don't let them down. Okay, next question.
Next question.
The fourth question.
Mm-hmm. Number four.
Your workroom entrance look.
Okay.
Do you pick A, just a barrel with the words drag queen stamped on it? Or B, a leopard / ocelot / panther / giraffe mix of patterns cat suit?
These are two good options. They're both meta, which I like, and I think that's good for an entrance look.
Okay,
you're
yes.
You're showing the competitors that you get what's happening and you know how to comment on it while participating.
Mm-hmm.
Can you list the prints one more time?
Happily.
Yes.
That is the second choice, B, a leopard / ocelot / panther / giraffe mix of patterns cat suit.
Okay.
Lot of pressure on the workroom
really
entrance.
Clear for me. This one's really
clear. Really clear for you?
Yes.
Okay,
I'll
please.
Tell you two reasons why. For one, I actually, Jinx and I always talk about if you go back on, like, what are the crazy dumb things you're going to do on the runway? And I really tried to convince her to do a barrel. Just like,
see?
It's funny, right?
I think it's always funny.
It's always funny. She thought I was making fun of her, but I thought it was a really good idea.
No, it's always funny. Like, wait, for the finale or just in the show?
Not for the finale.
Yeah.
Well, maybe at a finale, at a live finale.
It depends on what kind of queen you are.
You got to style it. It's not.
We'll
get into the details.
Yeah, exactly. We can't. But a Sharon Needles would do it, and you'd be like, gag.
Follow-up thought. The mix of all those prints is very funny. But mm-hmm. that in a catsuit, there's like a 40% chance that a girl is going to wear the exact same thing non-ironically. And then you just look like a Venus Delight.
India Farrah moment.
Situation. And you don't want that. Neither of them want. So I'm going barrel. I'm going A.
Okay. I've made a note of your answer. We're moving on to the fifth question. The mini challenge. This mini challenge is called Breaking Boob, a lazy Breaking Bad parody.
Okay.
You have 10 minutes to do quick drag as a dragged out version of someone from the Breaking Bad universe.
Oh.
Do you pick A, the bell reader, like the bell ringer, but...
Oh, the little... Yeah.
Ding,
the,
okay, ding,
got
ding.
It, got it.
The bell reader or Walter Work.
Walter Work. Okay.
You.
Well, I'm not committing to that, but that is my answer, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
I'm not going to come out there in a wheelchair because, you know, I'm not a person with a disability. You know, that's not my community. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's my place.
Wow.
So I'm going to just hard... I will say it's a risk. It's a risk to do the main character. That's like casting yourself as Gryffindor. It's like, well, you got to back that up with some real some real chutzpah.
It's like being Kim Kardashian and Kardashian the musical, which went poorly for Miss Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
It did. I don't think it's gone well for anyone because it didn't work for Baga's mom either.
That's true.
And it didn't work for Gia, who went home. No, Kim is the cursed character.
There's another person who did Kim Kardashian, and it was a disaster.
Gia.
Gia did it. Yes, you're correct. Someone else did it in Snatch Game, and it's never funny. Someone do it in season 4? Anyway, Kim Kardashian is just like Beyonce and Whitney Houston. It's Snatch Game poison.
It's cursed. You can't do it.
Accursed.
Of the occult. I forgot what we were talking about, but yes, Walter Work.
You picked Walter Work. You now have a chance for a bonus question, bonus point time.
I love bonus question.
Can you deliver a Breaking Bad... / gay pun of some kind?
Yes.
Even if it's a one-liner that's sassy and in the Breaking Bad universe. I know this is a lot of pressure.
I don't PNP with blue Tina. It's not a catchphrase per se, but it is a
honestly. Pretty good.
It would be in my Grindr profile in the Breaking Bad universe.
Let me talk. I need to talk this. Mm-hmm. Say, I don't PNP.
I don't PNP with Blue Tina.
I'm going to talk this over with the judges.
Okay.
I'm going to say that was pretty damn quick.
Thank you.
And I'll let you know shortly if you got that point. We're at question 6.
6.
You have a workroom moment with Rue. Do you A... tell her you suffer from a crippling fear of robots, machines, and technology, which is making the show really hard for you.
That's a good angle.
Or B, you tell Rue you have 11 siblings, which made it very hard for you to find your voice.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Let's talk about this. I think 11 siblings. It's almost too normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It happens to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
People who live in shoes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think... I think that the camera fear, the fear of machinery, it's so off the wall, they would just keep you around forever. I feel like they were about to send Fame home, and then she started talking about chickens, and they were like, let's give her 4 more episodes. I figure this might actually make me not win the season, but I think it's going to get me to the top 4, and I'm going to say the crazy camera thing.
Crazy camera thing.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Hey.
Final answer?
Final answer.
I am now going to give you another chance for a free-form bonus point.
Okay, cool.
This is called 60 Seconds of Vulnerability. You have 60 seconds to just say anything you want that's like a vulnerable spiel or monologue or rant you would say to Rue herself. Are you ready?
Not in any way, but you tell me when to start.
Okay. Your time starts... now.
Rue, when I was growing up, we didn't have drag because we were living in the depression of drag. There was a massive This was, you know, sort of like the Beanie Baby crash. There was just no, the wigs were completely devalued. They were all trash. They weren't making new things. And also, my mom was a drag queen, and she hated when I also dressed up as a drag queen. And I think that she's really just keeping me from realizing my true dream, which is not to be the silly co-host of a drag queen on her popular WoW Presents Plus show. But, and I want to be the drag queen with the popular WoW Presents Plus show, a lot like Vivian and Baga. Spoiler alert for that.
Spoiler.
But you don't know which one won.
We don't know. It's both.
Person was
it's
gonna
both.
Get the
Who
show,
knows?
It's two people. Who knows?
That is time.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you have like 1,000 tissues real quick?
I do.
Just wipe off these tears.
Because this podcast is sponsored by Kleenex.
Really? That's a big one.
We got a big deal with Kleenex.
What do you do for the ads? What's the offer code?
Offer code drag queen faggot bitches whores.
Kleenex loves this.
Yeah. Kleenex loves this. Okay. The judges and I have taken that answer into account, and we will let you know soon.
Thank you.
If you got the bonus point or not.
Thank you.
We now have a question called the phone call home. For your phone call home, do you call? Excuse me.
Are you okay?
No, I'm very ill. Do you A, call your gay boyfriend who loves you and supported you through that big car crash where you crashed into a wall? Or B, your grandmother, who knew you were gay and, like, bought you wigs when you were, like, only 16.
That's Jinx's story. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, let me think
about this. Oops, that's a total coincidence.
Yeah, let me think about this. It did work for Jinx.
It did
she
work for Jinx.
She didn't call her grandma. She actually got a phone call and they cut it out of the episode. That's an
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The whole thing of her giving it to Ivy, I don't know how that happens. That was never explained to me.
Remember when they re-edited that I love you moment? That was so shady.
I do remember that.
So shady.
I remember watching that live with her hosting and her just pointing her middle fingers at the screen.
That was fucked up. It was truly fucked up.
It was pretty weird.
Like, I thought she handled it so funny though.
She did.
The finale, it really made me laugh of like, oh, that's the truth and it's funny and endearing.
Okay. I think even though she didn't do the phone call to her Aunt Mimi who gave her the wigs, I think I'm going to say B. I think I'm going to say B.
Okay. Okay. That was the wigs. Wigs?
Wigs.
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 Okay. Well, I'm going to let you know what points you've gotten correct and which you've gotten incorrect right after this break.
No!
Yes! Ha ha ha! Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus,
20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/DRAGHER today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DRAGHER. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner. We're back with Nick Sahoya, hopeful.
I just woke up from a nap.
You look good.
Yeah, I tussled it a little in the mirror.
You look really good. I mean, generally you have that hair that's like, you don't have to do much for it.
No, I just make sure it's kind of in a middle part.
Yeah.
That it takes.
Can I say you pull off the middle part?
Thank you.
Like, yeah.
It was a decision.
It's good.
My friend who knows about hair, he was going to be a hairstylist, and then he became a sex worker instead. But better
kid.
That
sounds fun.
Yeah. He told me never do a middle part, and I one day was like, if this hair is going to be any longer, I got to middle it.
Yeah, you got to middle it. It looks good. Have you ever had short hair?
Yeah. I would say for most of my 20s, it was short, varying levels of like sometimes all the way faded down. You know, WeHo gay haircut.
And you mean the frosted tips?
No,
not
like
that one.
But then a little, it got shaggier and shaggier. And then when I think right after a certain person got elected, I was like, I'm not cutting my hair.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear that.
And then I did cut it because it got too long. But I feel like I made my point.
Do you have any queer fashion choices that you would say are the your biggest regret?
Any queer fashion choices?
Yeah, like for instance.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I've made so many bad choices. I put Sunin in my hair when I was in middle school.
What is that?
Sunin is like lemon juice and chemicals, and you put it in your hair, and it when you go out in the sun, it helps bleach your hair.
Oh, no.
But my hair is not meant for Sunin.
I was just talking about this with my partner. The intense, like, hacker's bleach blonde hair is coming back in a way that I am not comfortable with, and I need everyone to calm down.
I would like everyone to calm down too, because like I like running my hair through my fingers through people's hair.
And if it's fried, that's no fun.
No, if it fucking feels like a Koopa Troopa shell, that's not the hair for me. And that shows you where I am in my gayness and nerdiness.
Sure.
I don't want it to be crunchy.
I think probably my biggest fashion mistake is one time I did a lot of stupid things when I worked at the Buffalo Exchange in Seattle. But one day
I love this.
One day my manager actually laughed at me for about 5 minutes when I clocked in because I was wearing a ladies' light bright t-shirt that ended about 3 inches above my shorts.
What?
Yeah, we got I'm sure it was not technically something I was supposed to be wearing on the floor, but we got away with a lot.
But when you die, you'll know that you tried everything.
I did.
You tried it all.
I did. And you know, there was a time in my life when I could put on little lady shirts. And
you painted.
I'm glad I did it.
That, I mean, you know what I mean. Like you painted with every crayon in the crayon box, as Rue would say. Very well.
Oh yeah.
Time to get back to it, isn't it, Nick?
I'm so nervous.
We're now going to review your points. I'll let you know where you stand. As a reminder, you need 10 points to make the top four.
Okay.
And 14 points to win this fake season of Drag Race.
My fate is in your hands.
For the drag name question, I gave you the choice of Ouch Madame Foot or Ivana Vin Discompetition. You chose Ouch Madame Foot.
Yes, I did.
Which is correct.
Yes! Yes!
Giving you 1 point. Oof. For your closest friend in the competition, you had the choices of Popo Du Jour or Gentrificania. You chose Gentrificania.
I love that girl.
Which is correct.
Yes.
Oh, Gentrificania. Always got my back.
2 points. For the catchphrase / workroom entrance line, you chose drag me up, gag me down, this little queen is a hag meow. That was a trick question. Both options were incorrect.
No. Oh, no.
Don't overproduce yourself, Nick.
Oh, no. I should just come in and be authentic. What was I thinking?
What were you thinking?
I should just come in and say, hello, I'm Nick. That's pretty good.
You were like Candy Ho coming in saying, I hope y'all got a sweet tooth because Candy Ho is in the motherfucking house.
This is a really anti-Candy Ho episode.
I know.
I apologize.
We are coming for her for no reason, even though she's sickening.
She's lovely.
So that you still have 2 points.
Okay, thank you.
Workroom entrance look. You chose a barrel with the words drag queen stamped upon it. That was correct.
Yes, thank you. That was, I'm glad.
It's the only look that doesn't get critiqued. Why not?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that, you can do anything for that look. Why would you just do something safe?
I agree.
For the mini challenge of breaking boob, you chose to play the character Walter Work. I need to.
World of Wonder.
I need to.
Breaking boob is really funny.
Thank you.
I would watch that drag pair.
I honestly want that job. And I am a writer and repped at Paradigm. So call me, honey. Walter Work, which was correct.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank you.
I wrote down the same thing you said. Always play the protagonist, darling.
I'm the one who clack clacks.
That's it. You play the protagonist.
I should have said that for the thing earlier.
That would have been better.
That would have been better.
And that's why you got the bonus question incorrect.
I got it wrong because I came up with a better one later.
Honestly, it's too much pressure.
Yeah, it's too much.
I also probably just want you to sweat a little bit, so I can't give you too many correct.
Well, I was wondering why you put these two heaters right above me.
I want to keep you hot for all these angry Popeyes customers. So, next. Workroom moment with Rue. You chose to tell Rue you have a fear of technology. Unfortunately, that was incorrect.
Oh, no.
And I didn't buy your vulnerability 60 seconds.
It was all over the place. It was scatterbrained. I didn't have a through line.
You really,
Sorry about it.
It's okay. It's okay.
Was that vulnerable?
You are not out. You are not out yet.
Okay, phew.
So remember, we don't always want someone who wins the whole thing. We want someone who has a nice arc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Sometimes we like the person who gets second place, like this last season of the UK, for example.
Hello. That really came up a lot, didn't it? Do you feel like the right queen won Drag Race UK?
I think either one of those two queens could have won, but
I agree.
I just happened to be Team Davina.
I thought Davina won the episode, but
Why do we have a last episode if winning the last episode doesn't get you the crown?
Hello.
That's my opinion.
It happens sometimes, though.
I think it happened in All Stars 4, and we still got what we got.
There, woo!
That's the most
controversial. Honestly, All Stars 3, too.
I would say as a person employed by WoW.
I know. You're nuts. You're nuts. Mm-hmm. But the good news is, for the phone call home, you got the answer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
In the right zone.
Yay!
Which is correct.
Oh, my gosh.
That's ready for those Mr. X. Yeah. You chose a really good answer. Obviously, one that worked for Jinx, which means you are at 5 points.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. You need 10 to make top four, and you need 14 to win the season, which, who knows? Maybe with your phone-a-fag or your bonus questions that come up, you might have enough to still win this thing. Do you want to win this thing?
I want to win so bad, Mono, and anything I can do. anything. I'll run fucking coffee errands.
You're groveling.
Can I swear on this?
You have taken off your top, and I just want you to know.
And I'm gyrating, and I'm giving you a lap dance. And
yes,
these microphones in the studio.
I don't want to say this, but you are not that kind of girl, okay?
Oh, no.
If you wanted
sugar daddy?
If you wanted to go out and get your, yeah, you could probably go out and get you one. Have you ever had a sugar daddy?
I am the daddy.
Yes, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah. It's a mistake because I have a baby face. It's a common mistake, but I am the daddy.
Fuck yeah. Good for you. I love that. Oh, the time has come. I feel your head's in the right place, and I feel really optimistic about your chances in this thing.
And you know, one of the other girls might just have a meltdown.
Exactly.
Cross my fingers.
Exactly. You might pull out a lipstick and say you want to go home, though.
I might.
Who knows?
I'm from Seattle. You don't know what.
You don't
know.
You don't know.
We think outside the box.
I'm going home. Oh my god! I just went to this amazing queer art fest. Did you go to Fruitcake?
Mm-mm. I would love to have.
God damn it, it's so cool.
Wait, was it this last weekend?
Yeah.
I think one of the shows that I did while I was in town was like an offshoot of that.
It was so
fun. And I saw
some
of the art in there. Homo Riot, the guy who
uses
Homo Riot was there. I forget his first name, I'm sorry. But there was a bunch of good art and a bunch
amazing.
Of good art of Drag Race queens.
Amazing.
There's like a picture of Naomi and Violet and Adore.
It was so cute, awesome.
Cute portraits.
Devin's Dudes was there. Huge comrade of the cast. We love him. Also, apparel was amazing. There was, what were they called? Bee Candles. They were these awesome candles by a queer Latinx candle maker who I fucking live for. And it was so awesome.
Very cool.
I loved it. Okay.
So get in a time machine and go to that.
Here we go.
In the past.
But do support Fruitcake Pop-Up on Instagram and support Big Dipper and the Meatball. They are all like a really integral part of that amazing
We do love them.
Moment. We live for them. Okay. Ready for the next question?
I am ready.
This next name, The next question is called Fight in the Workroom with a Rue Girl.
Okay.
You need to pick one of these scenarios. A, in the acting challenge, you tell a girl on your team, you can't do a Russian accent. Stop trying, mama.
Okay.
Or B, in the drag on a dime challenge, you tell a girl, I chose to make a banana peel dress first, and you sort of copied me.
Okay.
Would you like me to repeat those?
No, I think I have what I need.
Beautiful.
No, say the second one again, I lied.
The second one is, in the drag on a dime challenge, you tell a girl, I chose to make a banana peel dress first, and you sort of copied me.
Okay, this is actually really complicated. This is really complicated because accusing someone of copying your idea, it just makes you look weak. It
mm-hmm. does.
But I'm thinking this Russian one, it's just a real missed opportunity because you could say like, hey, you can't do a Russian accent. Stop trying, babushka. You know, there's gonna be some more fun in there. So I'm like, I'm going back and forth.
Mm.
At the end of the day, I think it's a safer bet to impress Rue to go a little bit on the attack than to go on the defense. I think Rue likes someone who asserts themselves.
I like this.
I will say A.
A. Okay. Making a note of your answer. And now, for a bonus point, you will be able to act out that monologue.
What?
Just like 30 seconds of that fight. Just a little 30 seconds. And if, you know what? You can bounce off of me.
Okay.
I'll yell back.
Yeah, you're the girl who can't do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you like me to start?
Yeah.
So I was thinking like, really like, oh, da, darling. Yeah, I am Moscow.
Girl, this isn't going to work. Try it, tweak it a little. Like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Da, honey, Kremlin.
No, these are terrible references. It's like a Matryoshka doll and everyone still can't do a Russian accent.
Why are you coming for me, okay?
Because you can't do a Russian accent, mama.
I didn't come for you when you wore that fucking shitty barrel, bitch.
I love that barrel.
Scene. Wow.
I felt like we were in the workroom.
We were in the workroom. That was good. Okay, I'm making a note of your vitriol in that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, wow. The judges are all nodding. Okay, you got it? Okay, they got it. You ready for the next question?
I am ready.
In the horror runway challenge, you either wear A, You either, your look is either A, a fucking ugly witch who reveals a bathing suit made of guts, or B, a Frankenstein with mechanical gear titties.
Okay, okay. I actually think I know the answer to this one as well.
Okay. Let
me talk it through.
Feel free to please talk it out.
We've done a lot of spooky stuff on Drag Race. We've had all of, a bunch of Sharon's runways. We had that whole spooky ball, right, where they had to, that was last season.
Yes, in 11, yes.
And what I notice is maybe with the exception of Sharon dripping the blood down her mouth, campier horror is rewarded more on Drag Race than, say, on a Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was a Dracula challenge, I would say, yeah, my bathing suit should be like made out of guts. But like on that like episode where Crystal like had the grinder and like the mouth separator, they were like, this is so intense. And to me, that's just like very normal San Francisco drag. So
right.
I almost think the guts is too much for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go with the Frankenstein. It's campy. It is green, which runs a risk with Michelle.
Right.
But I'm going to stick with my answer. I think gear titties are very fun.
I like that
answer.
And
then you can even rotate them.
You probably should.
Yeah.
You probably should.
It needs to be actually mechanical. If it functions, you're at least safe that week.
You probably should also say, suck my cog.
Yeah.
You know?
Neck bolts. I don't have anything.
Yeah. Well, luckily for you, there's no bonus question added to this one.
What if, like, I'm really reaching for something funny to say about Frankenstein, but what if like his neck bolts, you like grab them while he was giving you head and you could kind of guide his
okay
head.
That's fun.
Yeah,
like a little like doll,
like a tricycle.
That could be a really fun beginning of the runway thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could take it with you the whole way, but it feels like it could really hit at the back of the runway. You throw him off your dick.
Yeah
something
like that.
And then strut. I love that. It's alive and I'm living.
It's living,
something like that. Okay. Are you ready for the 10th question?
Yeah, and I do have to phone a fag soon, so I'm
you do. You still have 4 questions, and you can phone a fag whenever you'd like, whenever you feel you really need that input.
Okay.
For the singing challenge, do you A, sing a funny little number filled with top and bottom puns?
Okay.
Or B, sing a super dope rap that challenges the gay status quo?
Now, again, I know what I would like to see, but I also know what I'm capable of. And I also know what succeeds on Drag Race.
Yes, you do.
And I think it's a great, great show, but anything that gets close to true introspection of our community isn't really rewarded. The first one was what now?
The first one was sing a funny little number filled with top and bottom puns.
Yep, that's the one. That is the one.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Excellent.
Thank you.
The judges have taken note of your answer.
Thank you.
The next question. Celebrity critique clapback.
Ooh, I have to say I like this category.
You either A, clap back at a very confused Andrea Martin telling her that she will never be drag.
Okay. I like this.
Or B, you clap back at Wayne Brady, telling him that you have fought too hard and too long to let one mistake make you a loser.
Okay. This is it. This is when I phone my fag.
You're going to phone a fag? Oh my God, he's going to phone a fag.
I'm going to do it.
He's going to phone a fag.
Get my phone here. Okay.
We're phoning a fag. Everyone stand by as we phone a fag.
Hello, Nick. What's going on?
Hi, Guy Branum. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Guy, hi. It's Mono.
I think for legal reasons, I have to tell you you're being recorded.
You're being recorded. You're part of the Drag Her's very special episode called Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner?
Okay.
You're on
congratulations.
A game show. You love game shows.
This is very exciting.
I can sense the palpable excitement in your voice. I am on a question that I am just really stuck on. It's
Guy,
an A or B.
Okay. And I'm happy to read it to Guy if that's
yeah,
easier.
Yeah, because I don't have it in front of me. So can you, this is the clap back at the celebrity judge section. And here are the two options. I'm not sure which one is going to win me Drag Race.
Right. There are two answers, and one of them is worth a point, and one of them is obviously worth 0 points.
Okay.
Are you ready, Guy?
Yes.
For the celebrity critique clapback, you either A, clap back at a very confused Andrea Martin telling her that she will never be drag, or B, clap back at Wayne Brady telling him that you have fought too hard and too long to let one mistake make you a loser.
Okay, let's break this down.
Thank you. This is exactly what
this is what we need.
Andrea Martin is our greatest living Canadian comedian.
She's a treasure.
Which means today she is worth about 73% of a greatest living American comedian. Uh-huh. Like, telling Andrea Martin she'll never be drag gets you nothing. I mean, yes, she has always had short, mousy brown hair. But that's her game. That's the kind of queen that she is. I think it is a mediocre and pathetic queen who talks down to Andrea Martin. It is a quality queen who understands how amazing she is. No one's going to see that like Rue is.
Work, bitch, work.
Wayne Brady, we all know he's got his issues. And the thing is that that clapback is not about criticizing Wayne Brady or questioning any of the game shows that he has hosted. It is fundamentally about saying that you have worked too hard for too long, and it is not crying in the first three episodes. People who cry in the first three episodes go home. This is crying at the end when you have earned it. You fucking read Wayne Brady, Nick. Read Wayne Brady.
Thank you. Guy, this is exactly the guidance I needed from my mentor and my dear, dear friend.
And Guy?
I'm always here for you.
Oh, Guy, you're a treat. And we're going to have you on this this show as well.
I think you would do better than me.
I would love to.
You would play for blood. And I want to say, since you phoned a fag, I want to give you the results of this question in real time.
Yes. This is not normally how they do it. So this is actually a big moment, Guy.
This is a big moment. Okay. We usually reveal the points at the end, but I think to add some suspense, we're going to tell you whether you got this question correct or incorrect right now. Are you ready? Guy, Nick, you've gotten this question correct.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Why would you yell at Aunt Vula? She's a national treasure, you fucking idiots.
I really needed this. Thank you. I knew you had an opinion about Andrea Martin of anything.
Of course. Good luck. Congratulations. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye,
wow.
Baby.
That was beautifully successful. That was a beautifully successful round of phone a fag.
Yes. He is the faggiest. And
yeah.
I think he would be happy for me to say that about him.
Yeah. He really broke it down. And it's good to know that you have fags like that in your life.
Yep. I would say it's mostly fags like that at this point. It's been so long since I've seen a straight man.
Ugh.
I was on a comedy show last night and there was one there. I was like, what?
Ugh. I know this isn't fair, but I hate them and want them dead.
I think it's fair to hate them as a group. There's individual straights that I'm like, I'll give you a pat on the head.
I'll give you a pat on the head. And I do feel without they're so oblivious sometimes at how oppressive they are.
Yeah.
And I find that really fucking annoying.
Yes.
It's like you're so just blissfully unaware of how you casually oppress me all the time.
And they're also, I think the thing that drives me nuts, and again, I'm being hyperbolic. There's a lot of straight comedians I like. But
of course.
I think the thing that bothers me with the ones that I don't like is they don't realize how much of their, like, they just assume all their success is I'm the best comedian.
Yeah.
It's all a meritocracy.
Oh,
it has
girl.
Nothing to do with the fact that the club owner is a straight guy and probably hanging out with other straight guys.
And to quote Bob the Drag Queen, who I love, he recently on a podcast said, white people love white people. And I'm reminded of that when I see white straight comedians killing it. And I'm like, why are you killing it? It's like, oh yeah, there's a lot of white straight guys to support you.
It's just I've never seen a like married straight comedian not talk about wanting to murder his wife. And it's just like, you could just not be married.
Yeah,
one of the many options at your disposal. And the sad thing is it usually kills.
I know.
It usually does really well.
I know. That's such a tough thing too. Like in all comedy, it's like even when they're delivering misogyny as parody,
This is so funny with the millionaire music.
You're still giving me misogyny.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, no, I was playing a character who wanted to murder his wife. And it's like, but why though? Like, why do you think that's funny?
Mm-hmm. This is good. You know what? We're going to solve stand-up comedy today.
We're going to solve
the
it.
Game for 5 minutes and we'll solve stand-up.
This is why we're here, Nick. We're here to be the future, and I am excited about the big, gay, dumb future. That's what it's about.
Everyone's gay now. Welcome to the club, kids.
Welcome. Oh, God. Truly. Being just straight is over. Well, you have a few more questions and a few more opportunities to secure either your place in the top four or the crown.
Okay.
Your next question. The name of this question is The Lip Sync Song You Slay. Mm-hmm. You have the choice of either A very dangerous and prop heavy performance of Britney Spears' Break the Ice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you remember that song?
I do.
From Blackout. Let me break the ice. Allow me to get you right.
Yeah.
But you wanna tell me, baby, I can make you feel.
Yes, I do remember it.
Okay, good. Or B, a haunting rendition of Fiona Apple's Slow Like Honey. Do you remember that song?
No. Will you sing it for me?
Yes. Let me see if I can do it any justice. Slow like honey, heavy with mood. Doo-loom, baloo. Doo-loom, baloo. I let you see me.
I don't know enough about Fiona Apple to know if I can finish it. I spent most of my singer-songwriter time with the Lisa Loebs of the So I think this is a big gap in my knowledge.
That's okay. It's a little old. It's very late 90s.
Yeah. See, here's the thing though. I think there's an amazing lip sync to be had with a late 90s girl with a guitar song. But I want it to be Alanis, you know? I want it to be something with some kick and some energy.
If it was an Alanis song, just hypothetically, what song would you do? I am not the doctor.
And I'm here to remind you.
Yeah, that should really be on the show.
It would actually be a really, because you got the you oughta knows at the end, and then you can like do a death drop on the last you gotta know.
That should really be on the show, honestly.
But my answer is Britney Spears Toxic.
The Break the Ice.
Yes. That's
Break the Ice is, I'm sorry, the only one we could clear.
Yeah.
Couldn't clear Toxic.
It's really cheap. I don't know why.
It was never a single. It was kind of a single.
It was a soft single.
Remember they made it like a cartoon?
It was like an Edge of Glory.
It was very that.
Kind of a single.
It was very that. It was like they made a cartoon because Britney was busy
shaving
her head. The video of it is a cartoon is because Britney was busy shaving her head and throwing umbrellas at people. Losing her mind, and the record company was like, we still need to make our coin. So we're going to make an animated Break the Ice video.
Oof. All that having been said, I'm going to go Britney. I'm going to go A.
Okay, great.
And you know what? Props are fun.
Yes.
And you said it's a lip sync that I slayed, so if it's dangerous and I slayed it, I don't even have to worry about the danger.
Wow. Good context clues. I hope that pays off for you.
I like dusted off my hands in the mic. I don't think it probably sounded
It really looked good live.
Oh, it was excellent pantomime.
You have two more questions.
Thank you.
Two more chances. Mm-hmm. For your finale look, do you A, wear a geometric eyegasm of 80s style neon squares, circles, squiggles, etc. Very Trapper Keeper eleganza.
Fun.
Or B, a powdered and very sick / slightly bloody Marie Curie homage that screams radiation poisoning, but make it fashion. Happy to repeat those.
I feel like I can picture both looks, but can you clarify, what is this for? This is
finale look.
Oh, finale look.
This is your finale look.
Here's what I have to say. The Marie Curie look, I think that's the right kind of horror. I think that would land on a drag race because it's conceptual. It's smart. They like that.
Uh-huh.
However, you don't go conceptual for a finale look. You want something that's simply good fashion. You know? Mm-hmm. So I love an 80s aesthetic. I love a Lisa Frank thing. I love a Trapper Keeper thing. I gotta go with that. I gotta go gaudy. You want big, you want bright colors. Like, people who wear, like, black for the finale always end up losing.
It doesn't work.
You want a statement.
You can't see black on stage.
Mm-mm. I'm going Trapper Keeper.
Lovely. Possible bonus point. You have won the contest, and you have...
Wait, the whole show?
You have won... This is hypothetical.
Okay.
You now have to improvise a winner's speech.
Oh, God.
It can be as short or as long as you want. As you obviously know, Jinx was very short and lovely and saying it's monsoon season.
Mm-hmm.
Bitches? Maybe? Bitches?
Yeah.
It's monsoon season. Whatever. Up to you. Catchphrase, speech, like because Sasha Velour, she went more speechy. She was more, let's fuck shit up, right? Oh, whatever, yeah. She said. She's like, let's switch shit up or whatever. Up to you. Were you ready to improvise some sort of a winner speech?
Yes.
Time starts now.
Well, thanks for letting me be my kind of winner. And then I walk off stage.
Okay. That was a gag I was not expecting. That would have been pretty funny.
It'd be good.
To do a nice homage,
yeah,
to De La.
Rep my Seattle girls, even in my victory.
Honestly, that's also a gag because saying my kind of winner when you just have won is that's parody, that's drag, that's satire.
Art is drag and drag.
That's
is
a gag.
Life.
Thanks for letting me be my kind of winner when you actually won.
Yeah. That's my kind.
Okay, one. I really like that. But the judges are still deciding whether that was correct or not.
Cool.
The
and
final question.
You disagree with them a lot.
Yeah, I know, right? I've been disagreeing with them often. You ready for your final question?
I am ready. I would say I'm excited, even.
Here it
I
is.
I think this is going to be good.
This is a post-Drag Race. Little bit chronologically. The name of this question is, pick an online fight with a Rue girl. Do you A, call out Akasha for not really, really breaking the dawn with her lip sync because you just weren't that impressed?
Okay.
Or B, call out Serena Chacha for never properly apologizing for referring to ghetto as a language?
Oh, no. I've actually met Serena. She's very nice.
I bet. I mean, but she was just so goddamn young.
Yes. She makes wigs.
And her wigs, oh, they're stunning.
I think even though I have met Serena and find her lovely, I think that's the thing. I don't know that I've ever seen a formal apology or even a formal oopsie, you know? One of those.
We could use an oopsie.
Full disclosure. I don't follow her on social media.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
I missed it.
Maybe there is
but
an oopsie.
If that doesn't exist already, I would like to see that.
Me too.
I think picking a fight with Akasha after Michelle Williams already called her a messy man.
Wow.
You don't want to kick someone when they're down. She literally fell down. I don't want to kick her.
And posed, honey.
She did kind of nail it. That's a little iconic. When she did her little twirl on her, like,
I love it.
On her fractured hip. She just made it 10 times worse. But it looked good.
It looked good.
I'm going to go with the Serena Chacha beef. Because you know what? I bet we'll be friends after we talk it through.
I like that. Wow. You just answered your final question.
I feel like a big phase of my life is over.
Yes. I'm going to tabulate your scores. As I tabulate the scores, would you please tell us, the followers, the listeners, where can we find you online?
I think the easiest place is at Sahoya on Instagram. It's Sahoyah. There's an issue where if you type in Nick Sahoya, I don't pop up. I have to fix that.
You have to fix that.
I do. It's because my name is just Sahoya and I don't have Nick anywhere in my profile. I will fix it. But just follow me there. You can find out about all the things I do. I have a monthly show in the Castro, all queer comedians, first Wednesdays, Blush Wine Bar, 7 p.m. It's free, but we will guilt you to put money in the tip bucket.
Love it.
And I have I'm actually doing a podcast coming up that will be reviewing old episodes of Untucked.
Oh, fun.
Jason Leroy. And it's called Interior Delusions, but we don't have any artwork yet, and Jinx and Peaches will be on the first couple episodes.
That's really fun.
So it's gonna be cool.
That's so fun.
I don't
fun.
Know when it will launch, before the end of the year.
That's so fun.
Yes.
Oh, God, I love Untucked so much.
And I have been a little more active on Twitter, but I hate it, so don't go on there.
Mm-hmm.
If you already have it, follow me there. But those are the two I use the most.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. I mean, you are so goddamn fun.
Oh, and then Cool Mom will be, we're filming more. They're
more
on YouTube. Watch those.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And we're filming more episodes in February, so there'll be more for you.
You make me fucking laugh. I love watching you and Jinx together. I am excited to familiarize myself with your other shit.
You make me laugh.
Shut up.
I'm so happy to be on this podcast. I listen every week. And
oh my God.
I'm so happy to be part of this new format because I think it's a winning format.
It's fun.
If this format was in Drag Race,
right?
Fictional season of Drag Race, this format would win that fictional season of Drag Race.
Oh my God. I love you, bitch.
You are
so fucking cool.
Bitch.
Well, now I'm excited to go over the scores.
Let's do it.
And see.
I'm very nervous, but...
Are you going to go home early?
I don't want to.
Do you think you have what it takes to make the top four?
I'm not going home. I'm a Bende La Creme.
That is another iconic Untucked moment that gets taken out of context, right?
Yeah. Well, there's so many of those, of them being mean, but it's like...
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. In the fight with the workroom with the Rue girl, you chose... to give a girl shit in the acting challenge, saying, you can't do a Russian accent, girl, stop trying. And that answer was correct. Ooh,
thank you.
Also, why would you wear a banana peel dress?
It sounds bad.
It sounds
I've
awful.
I've seen a good banana leaf dress on Drag Race Thailand.
Thank you. But banana peels, no.
They
it's
turn,
worse than
they
sponge.
They turn brown. They sit out for a second.
They die.
Brown. Yeah. You'd be covered in death.
I think you could do a really cute, like Shangela's opening of the corn. You could do an opening of the banana, but not with real banana peels.
But then you have to be painted, like, completely white and just not move your arms.
Exactly. Exactly. In the monologue where you yelled at the girl, you did not get a point.
Oh.
You weren't mean enough.
I'm a nice boy.
Yeah, you're a nice boy.
If I was on Drag Race, I would be the attacked person. I would be the, like, is the floor comfortable, Willem? You know, like, I just don't get worked up.
Okay, that's good. That's
but
good.
I think that's a fair judgment. I don't.
Yeah, you didn't
you
win
did
that
what
fight.
You had to do.
You didn't win that fight. I needed Fifi.
I respect you, and if I was meaner, I would be yelling at you.
There you go.
But I'm actually a very nice boy.
I needed vitriol. And I did not oop.
You didn't oop.
Okay, so you have 1 point. That makes you're at 6 points. The Horror Runway Challenge. You chose to be a Frankenstein with mechanical gear titties.
I actually feel really confident about this one.
Good, because that was correct.
Yes! You gotta go campy.
You were right with campy. I also said genderqueer is very now.
That's true.
It's a little genderqueer, which I think is like...
Yeah, Frankenstein.
You could do it very beautiful, but still they would be like, oh, you took something masculine and made it femme.
I love that.
As opposed to like a witch. It's like, we've done witches. In the singing challenge. Okay, so that means you're at 7. Need ten for top four.
I need to get all of these, the last ones, right?
Well, there could be some bonus. You know, you have 5 more questions.
Oh, okay, never mind. I'm fine. I'm going to relax.
You're good. Now. You're 7. You have 7 points, but you need 10 to make at least the top 4 or 14 to win.
PG's not going to sign me if I don't get to the top 4.
You need that. And if you're lucky, Wonderland.
Oh, my God. That would be great. What's Latrice's called?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know. I love it. I hope it's called Big Old Bitch, but
yeah,
I don't think it is.
Fun.
In the singing challenge, you decided to sing a funny little number filled with top and bottom puns, which was correct.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
And you correctly identified that they're not here to change the format. We're not here to challenge the format, girl.
Vixen tried. They were like, get out of here.
Go home.
We don't like your insights.
We don't need your zeitgeist commentary. Well, we need it for a couple episodes, then kid it, mama. Yeah. In the celebrity critique clapback, you, as you already know, you got that one correct.
Thank you, dearest Guy Branum.
This means you're at 9 points.
Wow.
You need one more point to make it in the top 4.
But you know what happens, you know, like everyone's so sure Detox is going to make it to the top 5 and just that last episode, top 3.
Right.
You know what I'm saying.
Right. I hear you.
Could go the other way.
Could go anyway. We all thought Latrice would make the top 3.
we all thought, yeah, that's all. That's another good example.
There's so many great ones. Dela, of course, is a big one.
I would even say Tati.
Oh my God, I love Miss Tati. I love her. I love her. She listens to Drag Her sometimes, and I'm gagged and gooped and honored to have her as a listener.
Truly love Tati.
She's so good. Great. The next question, which was the celebrity clapback. You knew you got that right. You are 9 points. The lip sync song you slay. You chose Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. That was correct.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I've never been happier to not know anything about Fiona Apple.
The context clues were correct and says, as you know, the name of the question was lip sync song you slay. So here's the gag. If you said both, I would have given you a point for both.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I was allowed to pick both this whole time?
It was kind of a trick question.
Okay.
The reason being is that we need to see versatility.
Okay, that's true. I would like to do a ballad while I'm there.
You know?
I want to show you versatility. Okay, this is good.
So you have now officially made it into the top four.
This is amazing. This is life-changing. I get to tour the world for about a year, and then it will taper off.
For the finale look, you chose the 80s look. Which was incorrect.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You can't go era for a finale look.
I think so. I just wrote down, we've seen the 80s, we get it.
I think that's
But I actually, your description of it really convinced me. But for the sake of this fake game, you were wrong.
Oh, that's fair. I mean, if we don't follow the rules of WWFDR
WWTBAFDRW.
Then there's no semblance of rules in the world, no. Really. Society will crumble.
No.
So I'm okay not getting that point with that in mind.
But I am happy to say with your winner speech, you got that correct, bitch.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That was such a smart choice.
Thank you.
You kept it canon, but you also gave it a whole new twist.
I pushed it forward while looking back.
Thank you, Legacy. And finally, when you picked an online fight with the Rue Girl, you chose to call out Serena Chacha for not properly apologizing for referring to ghetto as a language, which was correct.
Oh, thank goodness, thank goodness.
Nick, you've made 12 points. You made the top four.
Davina DeCampo, kind of.
Yes, this is where we'll play the music. Da, 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 boo. Ba, ba, da, boo, ba, da, boo. You made 12 points. How do you feel being in the top four of your fake season of Drag Race?
You know what? I will join the pantheon of... Here's the other thing I have to say. Jinx has told me this many times. Winning is a little bit cursed. No one has won without something. Maybe some of the recent girls, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But no one has won without something horrible happening.
Damn.
Yeah. Like Jinx spent the whole time dealing with fans saying Alaska should have won. And then Alaska spent her whole reign like having people being like, no, Katya should have won. Which
right.
I thought was hilarious.
Right.
Because it was like you tortured my friend for a year because you wanted this girl to win. And then when she won, you just tortured her.
I do want...
So I'm happy to be in second or third.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll be Juju.
You're right, because get Alyssa. You get to be an Alyssa.
There you go. You're
who,
just
like,
you can
everyone's just like,
show.
Oh, you deserve the crown. You know, like, yeah. Which is kind of a gag. I do wish... I'll also take this opportunity to say, like, hey, queer fans, be nicer.
Oh, yeah.
Please
also,
be nicer.
I barely ever have to deal with it, but whenever I see... the queens having to deal with it. It's just unacceptable and you're not a fan, you're a fucking parasite. So.
Yeah, oh, thank you so much. This fagtivism is not helpful. It's like, let's push the form forward. Let's be queers who support each other. And if you want to attack someone, go attack a GOP lawmaker.
Yeah, or like a CEO.
Thank you.
Like a Tiger Millionaire type, you know?
The guy, like the Koch brothers.
Well, one of them is no longer with us.
Good.
Coke brother.
Bye, dead
one
bitch.
Down.
Fucking dead go. Piece of shit. Yeah, I don't, I just think we should be cooler to each other. Yeah. We're in the middle of a queer renaissance. Let's like lift each other up, guys.
It's Berlin, but.
Guys,
it
gals, queens, and things. Vary that.
Yeah.
Tear down Mr. Gag Me Off. Tear down this wall. Nick, you did so well.
I feel really pleased with my performance today.
You had such articulate reasons, which is what we look for. You had reasons, you had understandings of the game, and I can't wait to see what you do with your almost reign.
Oh, thank you.
Anything else you want to plug before we say ta-ta?
No, come see me in mono at Sketchfest, I guess.
Yes, come to Sketchfest.
It's going to be really cool, and more Cool Mom soon, and follow me on Instagram. That's where I'll... If you follow me there, you'll find out about all the other
of
stuff.
Of course. As always, rate and review Drag Her on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you listen to podcasts in general. Till next time. Bye.
Bye. Stella about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.